Yeah, well, the shared island unit obviously was set up to try and build connections between north and south, and to build on the work of the priest process. And today's announcement is really welcome in that vein. And we've seen previous commitment from a roads point of view was €600 million to the A5 from Derry to Auchnacloy. And today it's an investment committed in relation to rail for the Derry, Belfast, and onwards the Dublin railway line. And the objective there is to speed up that and reduce journey times by improving the rail line, and also by having better synchronisation as well between the Derry, Belfast and the Belfast, Dublin rail route, so that it can become a through route for passengers that can be used more often. We're also today as well and seeing continued investment in cross-border healthcare. So with the investment in the Northwest Cancer Support Centre in Altnagalvin Hospital, there's €3.5 million being invested so that Donegal and Derry patients in particular can avail of services there. And that's also going to look to see how we can develop further cross-border cooperation in the provision of cancer services as well as developing a closer to home pediatric metabolic network as well, and also perinatal and pediatric pathology services. So really important investment in the shared island unit today, and it's something we look forward to seeing further development in and further investment in that can benefit the Donegal and the North the Northern Ireland and our connection with the rest of the country.
And the work, going back to the rail, this work is in line with the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review. Recommendations in that propose to extend the rail network into Letterkenny. How does the upgrade works work towards that proposal?
Today's announcement is about upgrading the existing line and making sure it works to its best impact. Obviously, the government want to see the rail line expanded as well, are considering for the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Network Plan and how that can be connected from Derry to Donegal and to Letterkenny as time progresses. Today's investment, though, is focused on upgrading the existing line and reducing journey times so that the rail line that currently exists can be utilised in a way that benefits the region. And obviously what we want to see is good road network into our county and into our region, and good rail network. This will see the Derry to Dublin rail line invested in. We've already seen a commitment which hopefully can progress into planning dependent and in relation to the A5 to bring a road from Derry to Strabane to Auchnacloy. And also we want to see as well the more long-term plans developed on the back of that too, to see rail further come into the county. And of course, in the more short term, the development of the road network in our county to connect into the A5, being the 10T project, Bunnygee Link, Ballybuffet Bypass, as well as the Letterkenny to Manor dual carriageway, which of course just went to planning in the last couple of months. And we hope to have a decision on that next year, which would be able to see it go forward to tender.